tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today...
By this time at 15, I'd already had $1.4 million in earnings, been on multiple news channels, and I was the best Fortnite player in the world.
Why an esports star decided to speak out about the impact gaming had on his health, and what it could mean for the next generation of gamers. That's after a short break.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
A magazine subscription. That was the prize at the first esports competition in history. Fast forward to today, and the world's best esports athletes are competing for six-figure prizes.
Esports, or electronic sports, bring together individuals and teams to compete against each other in various video games.
Pretty much if any game genre you can think of, FPS games, racing games, football games, any game basically has an esports scene.
Callum Self is managing director of Stealth Optinal, a media platform focused on gaming.
There's millions of players have been playing it since I started playing it, and even more has grown since then.
To give you an idea of scale, the esports industry is currently valued at more than $2 billion. And experts predict this may increase to more than $9 billion by 2032. Tournaments are watched by more than 500 million people each year, and that number continues to grow. For gamers like Jaden Ashman, who's known as Wolfies Online, winning a major tournament can be life-changing.
I'm still kind of like wrapping it around my head how much money I've won.
In 2019, Jaden Ashman placed second in the Fortnite World Cup. His prize was £900,000, which made him the youngest esports millionaire from a single tournament.
All the worry and pain off my mum's shoulders, I could finally lift up. All my hard work has finally paid off. I was so happy in this moment. My dream was to be able to look after my family, so after World Cup, I bought my mum a house.
And with that success came a lot of influence.
To be one of the best in the world is completely undermining his actual skill. I can't imagine ever being at that level when I was 15, 16 years old. So to be able to, be this famous star almost just from playing a game that you really enjoy is huge. It's a huge undertaking.
But 5 years later, Jaden looks back on this period very differently. In a TikTok video, he shocked fans after sharing the extent of his physical and mental health struggles during this time. He says the hours of gaming and neglecting his health began to take a toll, forcing him to take a break.
You have to understand that my whole life revolved around Fortnite. I would get up, not even eat or shower, and hop straight on my PC to grind. But not being able to play for that short amount of time completely altered my perception on things. I had to sit there and look at my life, not as Wolfies, but as Jaden, and I was very unhappy with who I was. Mental and physical health is completely overlooked in gaming, and years of neglect left my body in a complete state, as well as my mind. I was frail, unhealthy, I couldn't even walk to the shop and back. That's how unfit I was.
But Jaden was determined to change things.
But feeling sorry for yourself gets you nowhere. You must take action. And that is what I did to change my life around. This is where I would start my fitness journey, which would change my life forever. I want you guys to know that any position in this life you can change. And in this case, I wanted to fix my relationships with my family, my self-image, and I just wanted to be happy in my own skin.
Jaden now looks very different. In his video, he shows the extent of his transformation from teen gamer to fitness fanatic in a series of images showing him flexing in the gym. His story is an extreme example of how gaming can affect someone's health. But he's now turned things around. So what will his decision to open up about his struggles mean for other gamers and esports as a whole? We'll have more after the break.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With like traditional sports like football or something, like you can only play for a certain amount of hours before your body is tired. But then when you're playing like esports, you can play 12 hours a day and or you can play 15 hours a day. So like to get to a certain level, like when I was playing 12 hours, 15 hours a day, and like my body was wasting away literally, but I was getting so good at the game. So it's hard to balance it.
Jaden Ashman isn't the first gamer to speak out about how esports have impacted their health. Callum Self says it's ingrained in the industry.
There's a bunch of charities around gaming and esports that try and help with this, like Safe in Our World. But in general, there's almost just people just see it as a part of the system, part of the problem. It's not like, say, most businesses where there's HR to get involved.
In 2019, the World Health Organization officially included gaming disorder in its list of international classification of diseases. It defined the disorder as a pattern of gaming behavior characterized by a lack of control over gaming to the extent that gaming takes precedence over other interests and daily activities despite the negative consequences. They say this only affects a small percentage of people playing video games, but people should be aware of the time they spend gaming. Callum thinks this isn't just an issue for esports. It can happen with all sorts of hobbies and jobs. But having someone with Jaden's influence speak out is key to addressing the problem in gaming.
I think if more people like Jaden come out and say there's this big problem, I think as a new generation of esport gamers kind of come up who are more clued in with their mental health and more open about it and discussing it, I think that things will change in the future.
The next generation of gamers are set to descend on Birmingham next month for the UK Gaming Expo. Callum says those wanting to get into the sport need to make a decision about what type of player they want to be.
I think people need to realise that it's not a career and a hobby, it has to be one or the other almost. And you are just as capable of any career to get stressed and to get burnt out and finding yourself almost wanting to give up.
Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Casey McGlaw.
Tortoise.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. you'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.